I appreciate laying the draft letter out. What's IUA's timing on discussing this item and the potential consideration of participating in this item? Anybody else? are going this route. So that is for supporting Green Valley as they move forward to participate in this team of work.
Right, right. I guess from one standpoint, Raul, Mark Kinsey, is that part of the potential use of the supply source is a tool to help us meet our collective retention obligations. And so that's where the owner would potentially be interested in participating. At this time, we're not asking any promoter to contribute anything to the project. And I think a lot of the parties that are appropriated have contributed money directly to IUA, which would be used for the purposes of covering $125,000. So I guess from our standpoint, your interest should lie as an appropriate full member with a retention obligation. The heck is going on? Yeah, for the full member, are you interested in looking at this project for potential or replenishment supply sources for the district?
You mean for Water Raptor?
Yeah.
I think we're at.
Then IUA has the ability to say, that's too costly of a water. We don't want to pursue our option at this time. $125,000 is fully refundable.
Okay, I just want to understand how that works. Okay, so you answer my question.
Yeah, just like Three Valley's option is fully refundable.
That's correct.
Yeah, as the project proceeds, you get better understanding of what the likely costs are and what are some of the opportunities for subsidies and offsets.
Then all I would recommend that if that's the case, then the subject matter be a letter of support that people will receive.
So outside of these minor edits that we're referring to, what we're all looking for is some support in this letter on behalf of the school.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. All
right.
Well, the 25,000 is separate.
The warranty is a
actually. Marty, correct me wrong, but didn't it, the county had an option of purchasing that 25,000 acre feet, but they failed to follow through with that? So.
Yeah, you know,
Originally it was being offered free, and then they didn't jump on it, so then Cadiz, you know, and then it ended up being, okay, it's going to be $100.
I understand it a little bit differently, is that the county is the permitting agency for the project, and Cadiz offered up the 25,000 acre feet for a then member agency in San Marino County. And then it's actually the county now who is looking at the 25,000 acre feet. That's how I understand it, so. That's probably somewhere in between those two answers.
And thanks for presenting, Joe. I agree with Mark, that is my understanding. We can back the question.
At some set price that they haven't determined yet. The 25,000 really hasn't had a price determined. It was $100 an acre foot.
I think that's possible, Anthony. I'm not sure it has some relevance to the discussion, but you know, saying you want to participate in the process, at least through the environmental planning process, like the sharing an option, you know, would seemingly give you a little more ownership for the water.
Evaluate, go forth, and, you know,
also a very highly anticipated
Montana is the same way. We're committing to backing IUA in their evaluation of this, and we've maintained that commitment all along. And we'll continue to do that.
Maybe a different way of saying it is, there any agencies that, any agency that is not comfortable making the commitment at this time? Some people have to go, maybe we get solid questions unless there's a lot, unless there's outstanding questions.
Are you talking about financial?
Thanks for doing that letter, too.
All right.
Thank you.